This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The National Weather Service says heavy snow along the Front Range this evening could impact travel. Meteorologist Zach Hyrus says Metro Denver could get 7 inches tonight, the foothills as much as a foot.
We're going to see rush hour kind of turn to a slush hour as we turn to heavy snow right around the time of the evening commute.
Officials say temperatures will drop tonight, so also be prepared for icy roads during the morning commute. Pueblo is in line to get more than $36 million from the Coronavirus Relief Act. Mayor Nick Grandisar says the money will help with economic recovery and stabilization.
So anytime we can get money in the hands of people, they're going to spend it. And, you know, they're probably going to spend it in the community. And that'll just generate a demand for goods and services here that will be beneficial to everyone, including the city.
The funds will be used to help essential workers, families, and small businesses. Colorado Congressmembers Diana DeGette and Joe Neguse will lead a moment of silence on the House floor at this hour for the victims of the King Soopers shooting. DeGette says it's a way to honor the 10 people who were killed in Boulder and hopes it's a wake-up call for federal lawmakers who don't support what she calls common-sense gun safety bills. That fast-moving storm is actually hitting the Denver area now. There's also a red flag warning until 9 tonight for Grand Junction. Grand Junction is at 66 degrees, Denver 27. This is CPR News.